For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. State legislators are discussing the future of solar energy in Wisconsin. Melissa Kay reports.
Legislators in Madison say community solar projects could help protect Wisconsin utility customers against future rate hikes, especially with an influx of data centers expected to increase the demand for power. Senator Patrick Teston, 24th Senate District.
Obviously, we need to have an all-of-the-above approach. As more and more data centers are being proposed here in the state of Wisconsin, it's going to obviously have an increased demand on our energy grid.
A bill in the state capitol would allow competitive service providers to build smaller-scale solar projects. Senate Bill 559 is working through the legislative process. Teston says the legislation would enhance local control.
One of the reasons why I decided to sign on this legislation, just mostly out of pure frustration from locals who really feel as though they don't have a say in the process.
Groups like Renew Wisconsin and the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty are for the bill. Those opposed include business and labor groups, along with existing utility groups. Teston says,
the argument that this is going to open the door for out-of-state workers to flood the state is, it's not accurate, it's not true, it's fear-mongering, and quite frankly, disingenuous.
He adds, it's a step in the right direction for consumers.
We obviously face some significant headwinds with the major utilities here in the state, but at the same time, I think we have to be innovative given the fact that we have the highest rates in the Midwest.
Wisconsin electricity rates have exceeded Midwest averages each year for the past two decades, reports Wisconsin Watch. I'm Melissa Kay.
Democratic state lawmakers are proposing legislation to eliminate property taxes for K-12 education. The Wisconsin Policy Forum released its annual property tax study earlier this month, which showed property tax levies will jump by nearly 8% this year. That increase would be the largest since 2018, and school funding challenges were identified as the main factor in the jump. School districts across the state have routinely turned ballot referendums for the funding needed to maintain their operations, placing additional strain on property taxpayers. Under the proposed legislation, Wisconsin would be the first state to stop paying for K-12 education entirely with property taxes. Districts would instead receive their funding through a 1% tax increase on the current highest income bracket, as well as the creation of an additional tax bracket specifically for millionaires. Democratic lawmakers say the legislation would provide significant savings for most homeowners in the state and address the operational funding issues forcing school districts to propose operational referendums so often. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has confirmed the first positive test result for chronic wasting disease in a wild deer in La Crosse County. The deer was a hunter-harvested adult buck and was harvested within 10 miles of both the Monroe and Vernon County borders. La Crosse County was under a two-year baiting and feeding ban prior to this detection. That ban will be extended for another 3 years and will reset following any future detections as required by state law. Monroe and Vernon counties currently have three-year baiting and feeding bans in place for positive detections within each respective county. This detection will not impact those counties. The University of Wisconsin-Platteville is adding programs for students looking to get into the cannabis field. The school announced this week the launch of six new cannabis career certificate programs in partnership with Greenflower, a cannabis education leader. This includes areas such as cultivation, retail, and product development. All except one of the programs is 16 weeks long, with the other one being half that length. All of the programs will be online and will begin January 13th. Madison police have been cleared of criminal charges in connection with a man who died while in custody. The case involves 32-year-old Richard L. Johnson, who attempted to flee in a stolen vehicle before being arrested last December. Johnson became unresponsive at Dane County Jail and later died at a local hospital. The medical examiner ruled that Johnson's death was due to accidental cocaine toxicity, and the Dane County District Attorney found no officer liability. Shortly after the tags went on the holiday hope tree in the cafeteria at the Richland Hospital and Clinics, they started disappearing. Requests from area school districts were quickly met by staff and volunteers. Soon the gifts started coming back, brightly papered in all shapes and sizes, with the appropriate gift tag affixed on top. Ashley Klingeman, registered nurse, Sarah Stibbe, administrative assistant and volunteer coordinator, Dwight Albaugh, who helped make deliveries to the schools, and Megan Ryan, administrative assistant, who helped organize gifts by groups, created a proverbial Santa's Village. In total, just shy of 150 tags were filled and nearly 20 meal gifts assembled, up from last year's 120 tags total. The Richland Hospital and Clinic's Holiday Hope Tree supported families in Ithaca, Kickapoo, Richland Center, Riverdale, and River Valley school districts. The nonprofit Coon Creek Community Watershed Council still has funding available to support Coon Creek Watershed Residents 2025 conservation projects, thanks to grants from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, and the Nature Conservancy. The conservation cost share funds practices, including planting alternative perennial crops like trees and hedges, cover crops, prairie, and riparian buffers. Practices like these, which establish year-round ground cover, are critical to maintaining healthy, productive soils and enhancing flood resilience. The CCCWC will compensate watershed residents and other members for conservation practices they have already adopted in the 2025 season, and it will also fund purchases for projects to be completed in 2026. These practices include cover crops at $25 an acre for up to 30 acres, trees at $10 a tree for up to 200 trees, note that trees must be planted with tree tubes, hedges at $3 a hedge for up to 500 hedges, and prairie and riparian plantings at $200 an acre. The CCCWC will administer 80% of the cost share at the time of purchase and will award the remaining 20% once the project has been completed. This cost share is administered on a first-come, first-served basis and must be requested by December 31, 2025. To request cost share, visit CoonCreekWatershed.org/cost-share and complete the form linked on the webpage. Alternatively, applicants may email the CCCWC at council@CoonCreekWatershed.org to make their cost share request. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
An easy win for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin beat Central Michigan 88-61 at the Kohl Center in Madison. Badgers guard John Blackwell did not play, recovering from an injury. So Hayden Jones, a 6'6" freshman from New Zealand, got his first start. When did he learn he'd be playing?
Yeah, so found out like 40 minutes before the game. Didn't really know what was happening until the lead up. Kind of knew JB was going to be so-so, but I was ready. Obviously had a bit of nerves going into it, but once got in there, it was just another game of basketball.
Jones finished with 6 points, 4 rebounds. NBA, the Bucks in Indiana to take on the Pacers. NFL, Jordan Love in the concussion protocol after taking that shot to the helmet against the Bears. Left guard Aaron Banks.
What's the flag they called on that rough in the passer? I just don't get how guys get kicked out of game for taunting, but if you hit a quarterback late in the head, that has to be reevaluated. I think that's ridiculous.
That's Packers left guard Aaron Banks with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high close to 40 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, will drop to the low to mid-20s for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a high of 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.